Jerry Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts and the Open Road, live from UConn. We're at UConn Brewing, and I am joined by Bob, one of the owners, co-owner of UConn Brewing. And we just had the tour, and we've got a whole bunch of great beer in front of us. Now, Bob, first off, I've got to ask, how did you get into this business? A beer connoisseur, just lover of beer?
Oh, it's kind of a homebrew habit gone crazy, I guess. But really, you know, we say a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but like so many children in the UConn, this idea was conceived on a canoe trip. Because my partner and I were sitting around a campfire one night, and it was just homebrew talk gone wild, and sure enough, about a year later, we were opening the door.
Wow. Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of different beers in front of us. Now, I'm wondering, obviously, you know, some probably perform better in other markets. Like, what is your best seller here locally? Which one are we going to try first?
Well, here in the Yukon, the go-to beer definitely has become Yukon Gold. It was one of the first ones that we ever made. In the draft beer sector in the Yukon, it is the number one seller. In fact, one of the big guys has the number two spot, and they're less than half of Yukon Gold sales. It does phenomenally well here. And it's a great beer from the point of view, or from our point of view anyway, where it's just the tiniest bit challenging, but not challenging enough that it's going to scare people away.
How did you get into the international market then with your products?
We have beer in a couple of really odd spots. We have beer at the zoo in Hanover, Germany. And that came through a tourism operation that the Hanover Zoo started a display area with a Yukon theme. I think it's called Yukon Bay. And in that display area of Yukon wildlife, they have a saloon. And they thought that what better to have in their saloon than some genuine Yukon beer. So sure enough, every month or two, we send a couple of pallets over to Germany. It's got to be the most longest traveled beer that I can imagine, but does well enough over there that they keep reordering, so there you go.
Okay, so when we get here, we can do the tour, we can try some beers. Do you have a website, or how can we check out all of the products and everything that you have to offer?
Well, it's a poor second to check it out online instead of in person.
Wow.
But UConnBeer.com is our website, and you can certainly have a look at what we do there and what we make, and our Facebook page seems to be real active as well, so it's a good spot to get to know some of our people because we're posting on there all the time.
And from what I hear, essentially, if you come here in the summer like we are, there's a good chance that we can try your products at one of the festivals or the different concerts and things that are happening around town.
Yeah, absolutely. We, when it comes to the Yukon, we want to be the official beer of fun. So if there's anything going on in the Yukon that we think might be the least bit fun, which is probably pretty much everything, we want beer there.
That is absolutely true. We've had a lot of fun here in Whitehorse and Dawson City. Our time has come to an end, but what a great way to end the show, having some beers here in Yukon. Again, travel.jbonair.com. Bob at Yukon Brewing, thank you so much for having us. And again, travel.jbonair.com. We're out of time. I will talk to you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.